Get ready for some great music in a great city. The 2013 Detroit Jazz Festival.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Artistic Director of the festival, Chris Collins.
Thank you very much. I know you're not here to hear me talk, so I'll keep this brief, but I wanted to say a couple of quick words about the Detroit Jazz Festival. You know, the word hero is thrown around a lot at a festival like this, but I'm here to tell you that the people about to take this stage is our true heroes, not only of me, but of many, many generations of musicians. Joe Lovano, Dave Liebman, Ronnie Coltrane, Cecil McBee, Billy Hart, Phil Markowitz, these guys are some of the outstanding shapers of the history of this music. I can tell you that in addition to that, they're incredible gentlemen, they're incredible giving with their talents, and in many ways they mentor upcoming generations to help understand the seriousness of the art and the kind of dedication it takes to do what they do. That being said, there is one other hero moment I want to tell you about. How many people were here last year and heard the great Wayne Shorter Quartet play over there? It was a magical night. And speaking with Wayne afterwards, Detroit Jazz Festival made a decision to make something special happen here in Detroit for all of us and for all of you. It's going to take place on November 2nd at Orchestra Hall here in Detroit. We bought into 1/4 of a commission project of Wayne Shorter. So imagine this, if you will. Wayne Shorter, his full quartet, including our artist of residence, Danilo Perez, Brian Blades, John Patitucci, and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, our own Detroit Symphony, playing a new work called Gaia by Wayne Shorter that features on vocals the great Esperanza Spalding. Now, if that's not a night you have to go to, I don't know what you're waiting for. The Detroit Jazz Festival bought out the hall and bought out the orchestra and commissioned the piece in order to bring this piece of art to Detroit. And without them and our sponsors, it would never be here. That being said, it's one of the few paid performances we are doing throughout the year to keep jazz alive in the city and to promote the highest level of this art. So with that being said, I have some staff wandering around in this audience tonight. They'll be walking around with a credit card machine and some pamphlet material on the concert. If you want to know about the concert, please grab some information or visit the VIP booth and get it later. And if you're interested in buying a ticket, they can do it right now, or they can do it at the booth later. If not, you can go to DetroitJazzFest.com. It's one of those really special moments I'm extremely proud of, and I hope you'll join us for a wonderful evening on November the 2nd. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over to the MC to start this music. Please join me in welcoming a representative from the wonderful Canadian radio station, CJAM.
Detroit! It's my honor to welcome this amazing band. This is the Saxophone Summit. I hope you enjoy the show. Give these guys a round of applause.
Nice to be here. Again, please, Mr. Billy Hart, is on drums. The Cecil McBee on the bass. Phil Markowitz on piano, please. Robbie Coltrane on saxophone. Mr. Joe Lovano on saxophone. Nelson and David Lieben on saxophone. Saxophone Summit. Thank you. That was a tune by Joe Alexander the Great. We're going to move to one from our first recording, Gathering of Spirits, by Mr. Markowitz, entitled The 12th Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Mockowitz, the 12th man. Thank you also for that first recording, Gathering of Spirits, Competition of Mind, featuring all the guys. Mr. Cecil McBee on Tricycle. Thank you so much. We would like to conclude with a great tune from the Coltrane repertoire. This is called Eve. Philmacher with Tom Piano. Cecil Mackey. Jabali, Billy Hart. Mr. Robbie Coltrane. Mr. Joe Romano. Yours truly, Dave Liebman, saxophone center. Thank you, Detroit.